Today is Thursday, the 21st of November, the feast of the Presentation of Our Lady, in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. Nicky Lethbridge and Checo Ancra sing High and Lifted. Today's reading is from the Book of the Apocalypse. You are high, you are high, lifted
high. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw, between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, a lamb, standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on earth." The Ignatian approach to prayer encourages imaginative engagement with Scripture. By immersing oneself into a biblical scene, a deeper connection with the Word of God and the movements of the Spirit may arise. Today is the Feast of the Presentation of Our Lady. Within the cosmic imagining of the Apocalypse is the moment of Mary's trusting yes.
The scene in this passage presents a powerful moment in heaven. God holds a scroll with seven seals in God's right hand. In this scene, the scroll may suggest God's hidden wisdom. What emotions arise in you as you consider that no one seems worthy to open it? How might this speak to your own life's journey? Imagine Christ, the Lamb, as he steps forward. He stands with strength and confidence. The Lamb may bear the marks of death, but stands as the one who is worthy. Consider how you experience Christ in your own life. Perhaps the Lion, strong and mighty, or the Lamb, humble and sacrificed. Where in your life might you need to embrace vulnerability as strength? A new song sings of sacrifice and freedom to people of every tribe, language, and nation. Consider how you are called. Perhaps there is some ministry where God is inviting you to serve. As you hear the passage again, place yourself in John's shoes, weeping over a seemingly hopeless situation. How does it feel to hear the words, "Do not weep, Christ has triumphed"? How might this guide you in moments where God's plan remains unclear?
Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw, between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, a lamb, standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on earth."
As this time comes to an end, perhaps invoke Mary's presence as you pray for the willingness to place your life in God's hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.